yeah.
Rock City Party Mix Part 1.
Yeah.
Part 1.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Real VA man know what I is.
Yeah, yeah,
man,
yeah,
more
yeah, yeah.
If that's your girl and way she hear my boy, she must be lost.
She lost.
Take her Megan's bare foot in the sand, she scared of jazz.
Hey.
Her name is Charlie, suck my Charlie. Charlie Josh, she get some jazz.
For real.
She tell me she gon' tat my name right up above her ass.
Yeah.
Okay. We come back disrespectful.
Yeah. What?
Man, I think that is simple.
Yeah.
Okay. First big up to Bonner boy, but I might snatch up Twinkle.
Hola, 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 hola. WTG in the building.
This far like girl, let me get boyfriend with Caribbean accent.
Run it up. Episode
49.
Don't worry, mama.
49.
Hey,
in the building.
You remind me of Regina, slam your knock it out, John Cena.
Okay.
Love is just a second hand emotion, word to Tina.
For real.
You love how white us talk, I tell you something, get your wet up.
You
don't know once I say I fuck, I mean it, I ain't gon' pet up.
Yeah.
Call up Cliff to hey. Make the Cuban hey. Flutter with VVS's. Hey.
Yeah, man, WTG in the house.
Slap by my exes. I like you, car, you feisty, a girl in pay and she'll get slapped up.
Yo.
You know that fuck the go-bo with
Rain on rain, how you feel?
I famous where I from, so you know girl and watch it dab me. But use it once on me, gon' fuck it up for no punani. Eyes on millionaire that'll share with you and get good Charlie. Use my fucking sparry.
All the day I said, never leave me abandoned. Good girl like bad man. Good girl like bad man.
Young man.
All the day I said, never leave me abandoned. Good girl like bad man. Good girl like bad man. Or you want me a text you pay it. Me a check out from Saturday.
Shout out to all the listeners, man. For real. Big up ourselves. One day for the fucking
God,
one
that was
day.
Insane, dog.
I'm trying to show you got set in the mood, man. You gotta get everybody right. You know what I'm saying? Big up ourselves.
I need some hype via music. Rock City is the people, let me know what I mean. One time for the one time. The best to ever fucking do it for real.
And if I ever want to listen to the most entertaining part in the whole entire world. WTG, man, in the building. We in the host episode 49.
We trying not to cuss no more, man. We trying to change. You know what I mean? We trying
that
to,
part.
We trying to clean our motherfucking vocabulary for real.
Chris.
I mean, our... Damn.
Yeah, we're going to do a swear jar. And come to my cash shop and then go towards the podcast funds, you know what I mean? For like trips and stuff. You know
I like
mean?
That.
Imagine you cool and you wake up in the morning and you just got a text from Rain with a bill.
You had four barrels, $10 a barrel, that's $4.
Man, time stamping this shit, like,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And Ross is a snitch, man. Get documents on top
I think
of
we got add Ross to the barrel list, too. That's like $10, Chris. Check. Nah, I don't. Joking. Welcome to another episode of With the Green Podcast. You know what I mean? Get a gang in the fucking building, you know. We get big cast, not the little cast, you know what I'm saying?
She's welcome, cast.
Every time. Oh, yeah! Casino in the house! Okay, back to cast in the house, cast in the house.
The flower child of the pod, man.
Very demure, doing, very girl? Demure, demure.
How you doing? You know
very.
Very.
And then,
you know what I mean, we get the bad man girl from... St. Thomas.
So you are introducing me when you hear bad man? So
no, the bad man girl.
Yeah,
bad
continue.
You get bad girl, you get a bad man girl. Bad man girl from Rock, from Nunu, Dunu, what you call?
Tutu?
East side.
Skyline in a hood, so you can't say that.
Skyline?
Yeah.
These are not
shout
side
out
girl,
to
man.
All the Skyline. Skyline people are listening.
Get
eye on the back. She repping hard. So you the one I get a view of the water and so you can see the boats and so and okay, you grow up next, man. Oh. You a princess. Hold on, no. Okay, see here. We got Keela on the podcast. Keela B. Huh?
Dog. Checking out y'all not say it's crazy because you driving up the hill and you could feel your ears popping, dog. Like you going to a different no, for real. That never happened to you?
No.
She watching me like that fuck is cop. Dog, I went
I
up the fucking hill.
In the hills.
So not saying in the hills,
she
really?
She don't do them things. That's what she trying to say. She don't be in the hills. She be in a hose.
She in a valley.
And the hills, bro.
She up a hill then down in the valley. So you know
that part.
Hurricane don't really affect she like that, you know what I mean? Speaking of weather, the place pouring down, my son, and freezing down at the same time. Thing.
Man, even let me introduce you.
You know who I am? You know who I am?
Some people don't know you. Some people never met you before.
Nah, they know me.
For your first time listening, if you never hear this podcast, I'm Reno. And the other male voice I hear in the speakers is none other than
Mufasa.
Big Breezy. You know what I mean? Big Breezy. Hurricane Breeze, you know.
My name is Shadow.
You're going to learn more about who he is as a person by the end of this party. You know what I mean? Sure, I hope it's some good stuff, you know?
Yeah, all the time, for sure, for sure.
That's what wrong. What you sulking over there? You good? What you shaking? You
first
good?
First of all, he say Mufasa.
That's why you shaking? Because he not Mufasa?
Yes.
It's in my intrusive thoughts almost with when he said that. You know the video, Aaron. Yeah, that's Mufasa.
Oh, no. I see you going to say, don't put your paws on my brother.
Yeah. Watch what you say to my brother.
That is my shit.
Man, you see Mufasa or?
Not shit, but.
Scared a ton bad, dog. Sorry to ruin it for you.
It's unfortunate TikTok going away for these trends. But we talk about that. We get into that. There's something else that happened at this pod that I'll probably even notice. This is Cass and Keela, first time on the pod together. You know what I mean? The first time they're talking with their voices and faces and camera.
You lay.
Yeah, that's
the
first
time we try.
The first time we try, Keela gets sick. The next time we try, Cass gets sick. I don't call Chris. Like, Chris, he's my beefing.
This is evidence, guys, that ain't the same person, you know what I mean? Like, I know I will probably, you know. Usually, if you don't see the same part, you're like, well,
it's crazy too, because both are in the modeling industry, so I was like, well, I fuck is on model low key beef that you don't want to know about.
No. Done with it.
I sickness.
What's your set? Runway twirls? Mm-mm. We don't rock with Ayo.
Me and she's gonna say face because what?
Headshot girls till we dead.
Headshot girls, crazy. How I feel being in front of each other, being women. How I feel.
Let me hear though.
Oh yes, shit! It's
the competition don't start.
I ready for the win.
Bring them out.
Wait, I'm gonna laugh if this yellow stink.
Me too, but like,
wait, your lighting yet? Pine your light for the reveal.
Your light charge, man.
Am I hearing anything? No, it's not.
Yeah, wait, cuz get all set up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What the fuck is that? That's a hurricane flashlight. My ass could see next week.
Okay.
I can't see shit.
Just pull it off, then, man. You good?
No, it looks stink. It looks stink.
No. It really don't. It really don't.
We trust us. Oh no.
Ooh. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Billie Jean was not my lover.
If you listening. I appreciate you know what I mean? But if you're listening, we're on YouTube as well. You could see the reveal.
Well, they said good eye, but the waves, I don't want it in my ears.
You know what I mean? I'll comment how much waves I see, you know what I mean?
Man, we're do rock 24/7. Our ears burning, but we don't care. That, like, we know the power.
I mean, how I had to do it.
There's a lot of things that I can't do that we do.
Ooh.
Stop. Yeah.
Anyways. But roll it. Welcome to everybody. Welcome to all the audio only listeners. That intro was spicy and nice, man. Like,
yeah, we love audio.
I hope I enjoy it.
Yeah, we love audio, so we won't get out our music in the beginning. Set the mood off right. You know what I mean? Because we know a lot of audio, like, they be on our way to walk or in the gym. All that stuff. So like,
I had a long day at work. I saw going into work, so we're trying to give out some picker-uppers, you know what I mean? But this episode 4, you know, we're here to make things right. With the wall, you know, like Chris was saying, one side of the earth and fire, one side of the earth and ice.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some about
it's the last airbender.
That's what they think? Uh-huh. I ain't really do too much research on it, but to be clear, one side of the earth is not in ice, dog. It had a blizzard in Atlanta, and it had some snow in Dallas for one day.
Hold on, let me tell you this. You know you had two snowstorms back to back?
Yeah,
so
but
you didn't get a first snowstorm. The first snowstorm come from the west, and it came all the way east, and then it started to go north. right? So you didn't really get none of that. You get a second one, I come a little lower. Pause. Yeah. You feel me? So like, we've been under snow for like 3 weeks now. Low key.
Okay, well, I've been under snow for 3 days, you know what I'm saying? And I fuck melt off and we good, you know what I mean?
How that feel to you?
You know.
What was the most difficult part about that?
The most difficult part about it is really like not being able to feel my hands. And it's like, you know, guys, please invest in hand warmers. They get some bad fuck selling on TikTok. Get some of those, you know what I'm saying? Like the rechargeable ones. Because like I'd be like shaking my hands because I can't feel them, dog. Because, you know, I was shoveling, not shoveling, but scraping off the ice off my windshield. You know, no, with a scraper. I can. But yeah, I was scraping it off. And like in the process of doing that, I was like making like snowballs and resting it on the hood. And my picnic then been grabbing it and playing a snowball fight. And so, you know what I'm saying? So
it was a cool little vibe for a couple of days.
Yeah, man, it was nice. It was nice. And just like, you know, just a visual of the snow, you know, when the sun, the beat on the snow, and it's like everything that just looked like more, I don't even know what to call it, more defined, more high def. I don't know. It just feels
like you just high dog. Me, you know what you're talking about. Follow the same.
It feels different, though. Like, it really does, you know what I mean? I ever take a selfie in the snow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ask my ass in the fucking snow.
Fuck, don't look a little better to you. Like, for some reason, I freak look a little like, wait, like blind, man.
That's yeah, reflection. Yeah, white backdrop.
Yeah,
how about you, Cass? You have snow?
No, we have snow here in Houston.
Oh, damn. Unfortunate for you in Houston. It's too hot in Houston. That's the problem.
No, it's actually cold, like 30 degrees and stuff, but we ain't getting
on. It's
boring over here.
I'd be happy to see 30 degrees now, my son, because...
You tripping. Give me the 40s and 50s.
I mean, 40s and 50s, of course, is a blessing, but like 30 safe, my son, it's better than 20s.
Well, I don't walk from the inside, so praise God, you know what I mean? I ain't got experience none of it. Let's walk out the car, run to the door, and let's go inside. You feel me?
You be running for real?
Yes, I'd be walking fast. It depends on the day. You know what I start doing, though? I'm not just going to walk for anybody. We're going to wrap it up. We're gonna wrap it up. I don't know if it's gonna work for anybody, but what I'll start doing when it's cold outside and I gotta walk, I'll think like I'm back home in the beach. I don't know where it is. It'll kind of like warm my body a little bit. Like I can ignore the cold for a little bit when I think about the water. You know, like when you jump in the water, it's cold at first, then your body get used to it. I'll be like, it's just like the water, man. You're gonna get used to it, and then I'll just get like a little used to it. I'll be straight.
That one pissed me off.
Speaking of pissed, dog. That cold weather make you want to pee all the time for real. I'd be like, damn, I need to piss. Shit, man, cold.
It's fucking dude.
But yeah, man, moving right there. We ain't got no fan mails. I thought we were starting the part with our fan mails.
Yeah, we was. I say, you know what I mean? Yeah, of course, we're going to start with our fan mail, dog.
So, yeah, like, this is first fan mail of 2025. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you guys been asking, been looking out for it. Like, damn, where the fan mails and stuff? Like, shit, I got to send them in, dog. What you mean, where the fan mails? You think we're going to just fight this one? Fight fan mails? Or, I got to send them in. But, yeah, man, anyone on our platforms, I could just send it in the DM, and then we'll run it, and then we'll talk about it. You know,
we're not going to expose who I is, you know, keep it confidential.
Unless I want to be, you know, Satan if I'm me. If this I'm so comfortable, follow me on Instagram. That's all up to you. But we
if I'm more voluntary. Comfortable sending it to an individual and not the whole podcast page, you can send it to your friend like Keela, Cass, Mountain, Kizzy. It don't matter. Anybody a part of the WTG family, I could send it to them, and then we're going to push it down to the pod.
You just call me Chrissy?
No, I say Kizzy.
Oh, what fuck?
Yeah, we say get WTG girls, you know what I mean? Shout out to the WTG girls. Big up to Cassandra one time for representing the leader of the committee. Cass, our Twitter page live, in case anybody know. Before we get the fan mail, our Twitter page is live, is active. We have some nude submissions that we're voting on.
What?
Okay, I'm gonna hit the fan mail now.
Yeah, I post a nasty tweet, though. That they don't fuck with a bar, my son.
Don't
why was Chris?
Why was? When she start to get comfortable, the attachments come next. So you know you're gonna get attachment to somebody, like I getting closer, but attachment is still like a picture or a video or a nude that I say. So I think that fuck, I was like, oh my god, that's a bar, man. I post that bitch. But yeah, man, run the family. Cause
the thoughts of Breezy.
You know what I mean? That was cool.
But yeah, fan mail coming in hot. There we go.
Hey with the Grand Podcast. Yo. I have a question for you. Yo. Do you think that a guy and a girl can be intimate on the first date and they lead to a serious relationship? Or do you think that she give herself away too fast? Let me know.
Well, right to the point.
One more time.
They said you're going to get a little example. I'm gonna tell like, what the fuck happened?
You know hey, with the Grand Podcast, I have a question for you. Do you think that a guy and a girl can be intimate on the first date and they leads to a serious relationship? Or do you think that she give herself away too fast? Let me know.
Oh, that's something for Jhené Aiko, though.
Baby, I'm gonna
judge. Happiness over everything. That's a great song.
Ho, yeah.
Yeah, ho. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Ho. No, that's joking. I'm joking.
Wow.
It's a joke.
This person probably gate Anna popping on the first name and she wanna know if you know.
If she gave it that way too easy.
I think we should let the ladies answer first, cause this is a question from the ladies. So let's see the ladies' perspective on
the boy girl.
Lady man. Go ahead.
Let Cass go first, cause welcome back.
Yeah, man, Cass, this is your return. You know what I'm saying?
I personally would not give it away on the first date.
That wasn't a question.
Okay.
Wait. Let me nice it up for you, Cass. This is.
Are you telling me to answer, right?
But wait, let me nice it up for you so you could be a little more direct and it, you know what I mean? So this is somebody in your group chat asking. Like, Cass, I ain't gonna lie. I about to go with this
Eduardo invited me to the movies and he just looked really
Eduardo?
Nice.
Eduardo?
Or she at the movies and she texting the group chat right now. I think I getting fucky, you know. What are you gonna
do? Me a large popcorn, a bunch
of. First
popcorn.
Of all, I'm gonna send one of my stickers. Like, you know my stickers.
The one like.
Yeah, like. Girl. Do not. That's all I'm gonna tell her.
See that? So
you don't think it's a good idea to hook up? You don't think that it could progress into a real relationship if they hook
no,
up the first
I
night?
Just feel like it depends. If you have GPP, then he gonna be hooked. But if you're not sure, you
good
got to
see good pussy.
Yeah, good pussy. You got to. you know? Yeah, play hard to get.
Yeah, because that post not clarity is real, you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck are you doing, dog? You look down, you get
So if you get GPP, I don't understand. If you get GPP, what I mean? Don't give it to you?
If you get...
You never heard Jada Kingdom song,
right? I know. You want me to say that? If you get good pussy powers...
Like, good pussy? He's going to stay.
But if she don't
He's going to call you, text you, bring you down. He's going to
want
to
know what you want. I'm confused. If you want to hook up with him, but you still want... you like him. Like, not only you want to hook up with him, but you actually like him. Like, you actually like this motherfucker. So it's like, okay, like...
If you like him, then you rest it down on him for the one thing.
On the first night.
That's what you would do if you like him on the first
night. Wouldn't do it. To be honest, I use that jokey person.
Okay. Nothing wrong with being jokey. It's okay.
Fuck
somebody gotta be joking. You know what I mean? Somebody gotta be joking. Everybody gotta be fucking.
You know what I mean? People get cooties. Like, why would you give it up on the first night? On the first night, you don't ever have conversations like, oh, you have this, you have that. You always have, when you date on the first night, you always have that conversation after the fact. And then guess what? Now you have HIV and you're stuck with it for life.
HIV is a serious thing. If anybody
I mean, if you fuck you on the first night and fuck you in 2 weeks, you're gonna still. Get an HIV, you know?
No, because you could have conversations where...
He ain't gonna tell you that he has HIV. Things, what do you mean conversations?
It depends. You're right. They have people who sick with that.
Back that paper, what?
Oh, wait. So the conversations... I feel like as the older we get, Chris, I just feel like them type of conversations just natural all year, check, like... Like all the, I ain't saying like the first
it's
date,
easy
but
to
I mean like
them.
Before the first date, I feel like that conversation so natural before the first date because, I don't know what it is for women, but
I mean it's a broad, but as simple as our question is, it kind of broad because if you really think about it, our first date could be like we're going to the movies or we're going to an arcade. Of course, I ain't gonna bend you over in the arcade. You check and you gonna live to see another night, Rain.
No, some people are leave some or go in the car. I'm telling you.
Let me answer a question.
I feel like the conversation is easy to have.
Question. I go answer a question.
Got you. And then Akira could go, and then I go finish it.
But Ayan, let me finish. I keep interrupting me. That's like a problem.
Go ahead.
And it's supposed to be me and she answer first. But
okay, well,
I don't feel like you give yourself away too early if you do it. If it feels right for both Ayo, then it feels right. Sip. It's all about if it feels right for Ayo.
It's a good answer.
So once it feels right, do whatever you want to do. Go with the girl.
You want to lick your toes? Yeah, let him lick your toes.
And the first night.
Fuck out.
For sure.
No toes getting licked.
Wait, so you don't do toe licking, but you and her going out for booty licking?
She crazy.
I never put booty licking in her. Why are you attaching her fuck to me, dog?
I do that, killer. I see posts on Facebook.
Nah, that booty licking is Charles for sure. Oh, he like that booty talk.
Cause Charles catch a strip.
Well, I can't defend himself. I'm gonna defend Cole. I'll hold it down. You know what I mean? I know he'd be pushing that figure 8 talk. You know what I'm saying? But like, hold it down.
Man is a cacarist. He don't be licking a lot of stuff, man.
I sure, you know, if it's missionary going on and the foot in the air, you know what I mean? And the toes, they're right there. And I can't hold it in, you know what I mean?
Why is that toenail broke?
Spit it out.
Like the toenail off.
What are you supposed to do? Eat it, you're chew like gum. Like, you got to get it out your mouth. Like, you got to keep going. You gonna end the night over a toenail? Come on.
I won't.
The toenail. Like, oh, what is toenail taste like? Free toenail.
Why toenail
in
your mouth in the first place?
If I die in boxer position and you raise your leg. And then game.
Boxer position.
Hold on, I change the vision. This side. So you're in boxer position and you raise up your foot.
Oh, he raised up his foot.
He raised up his foot.
Man,
right? Me want to stop my fan shot.
Oh, okay,
but
okay,
he
okay, okay.
Foot.
I
glimpsed. And he toe fuck up.
Oh, no.
That's funny as fuck. Because I think I really do. Niggas would be like, yeah, 1 foot and then better cooking up. And then she just turn and you see the foot like,
Look the other way, dog.
Anyway. Right now, I don't see it.
All right. This young lady have questions. We got to answer the question for the young lady. I'm having too much fun with this question.
It depends, though. Like, to back off a while, Cass say, like, you do whatever best for you type thing. Like, if that's how you feel, then go ahead and do it. Because we live in such an age where it's like, even if you wait a couple weeks or a couple months to give it up, like,
it don't matter.
It really don't matter.
Like, I'm gonna be honest. If you wait a couple months to give it up, you know what I mean? Like, depending on the dude, he probably gonna be talking to like multiple girls. Cause like man get needs,
you may miss up.
So it's like you setting yourself up to be in a competition or a squid game. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
and if everybody offering that good, and you're offering the good, it's like...
Gain them game. You're telling it, gain it to them.
It's like mind games. You think about it like, oh, I'm going to hold out. He going to come here and wait for me. You see who that run that car, leg wide open? If you still around...
He wait for you, yeah, but you know what I mean? That's he might be getting active, waiting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for
but
sure.
But I'll say this. To answer her, I'll say this. We all grown, you know what I mean? Like if you want to, you know what I mean? If you into this nigga, and he make you feel good, and he talk a good talk, and he walk a good walk, and you want to, you know what I'm saying? You want to cock it up, girl. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? That's between you and he anyways. And then y'all could end up in a relationship. I don't think that having sex with somebody on the first night mean that y'all not going to end up in a relationship. I mean... If he wants a relationship from you, it don't matter if you're fucking the first night or the third night, it don't really matter. If he didn't want one, it don't matter when I fuck. He never gonna want one, so.
Facts.
Just have fun, man. No you never protection. Know. Get tested. You know what I mean?
I don't know, get tested. For sure.
You know how much people in St. Croix get herpes? A lot of mercy.
Oh my God.
You know what? St. Croix? Or you just said Virgin Islands?
Damn, like,
I only know about St. Croix because the doctor tell me St. Croix.
We lose like 30% of this.
You've been St. Croix 3 years?
Log off this fuck.
You know, okay.
But definitely get tested, though. Definitely get tested. Get tested because, like she said, hey, STDs, STIs going rampant everywhere. including the Virgin Islands as well. So I get tested, you know. I wear some condoms. Chris, they give out condoms every Thursday.
Yeah, you know I mean, and it just be outside of Walmart, just getting and fuck out. You know what I'm saying? With a little bucket. You know? So check me. I get different colors and sizes.
Don't trust me. He poke holes in all.
You know, I was a friend. Sick fuck. You know, I tell him a long time ago, right? If I had a kid and they had kids, I won't poke hole in their condoms, you know, because my kid won't grow up with no fucking friends, you know. I tell him that fuck a long time ago. I know he's the one, only one kid. Shit crazy, man. I ain't poking holes in my condoms.
Disobeying God, dog. The man said, thou shall be fruitful and multiply, dog.
I can't take trauma twice, Chris. You know
practicing too much, dog. Time to play the game. Too much practice, too much training camp.
All right. Moving on.
No, wait, let me answer the girl. All right. I'm gonna be honest, mama. Like, it just depends on the dude, dog. A lot of dudes, that's their main goal. You check just a beat, and then that's it. You know, a lot of times girls, like, it's like a high risk, high reward type shit. You know, when you give it on the first night and he still hit you back. You know what I mean? And so it's like, I know them girls will be happy about when they get hit back and they give it on the first thing. They're like, oh God, it wasn't for nothing. Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's a hit or miss thing, dog. It's really, like Rockcast said, if you feeling he for real, an energy match and it flowing and shit, and you want to do it, of course do it if you want to do it. Don't ever feel pressured to have sex, dog.
Yeah, like, don't mistake that.
If you don't want to have sex, do not have sex. Like, I don't give a fuck if you feel like the nigga gonna be mad at you. I don't give a fuck if you feel like he gonna block you. Fuck him. You know what I mean? Like, the fuck? Like, he best get our fuck together. You know what I mean? But, I mean, if you send in nudes and are talking about, like, how fat your cunny is and all them fuck, and I meet up, like, the nigga is going to expect to fuck on the first rate. First pause.
Do not mistake that feeling for being under the influence.
Wow.
That's a whole different fucking...
That good feeling. We feeling each other. It's the influence. Yeah. Go home and do it when you're in the right mind space.
But what if you... Man, I don't know.
That's the thing. You could suss out if a nigga trying to hit
the first time, then you could do
your drinks and then fuck, you know what I mean? You could tell like if he trying to get you like a little loose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get you a little loose so he could pull out the goose.
I have a story time.
Oh,
it's fast.
Got you.
I went to an work trip, right? And went out with friends. Well, not friends, a friend. It was a co-worker. Man, you meet him through the job. He come down, station in St. Chris for a little bit. Bam, everything cool. Went out, he carried me to the clubs in Puerto Rico. He drinks, we dancing. This nigga bust me ball. One kiss, one hurt. Said, take me home. Take me to my hotel right now. Damn. I feel so scared. Like, I thought he was like, oh, I can take you to my apartment and cook. I was like, nigga, it's 2 in the motherfucking morning. What are we cooking?
And eggs. That may have worked on other females, which would probably be the reason why he feels so confident using that tactic against you. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? Some girls would be for that. They'd be like, why I got... Like, a lot of these girls will be like, why? I got a place to stay.
Mind you, I was hungry, though. I'm hungry.
So, if he never mentioned a kiss, you would have go for the food?
I mean, I think about it. I would have texted my people, though. But if the thing is, it would have never get it because the vibe that I had was, like, family friend vibe. So, he, like, made it weird.
You see, Rain done already know how he'd approach that city. That's why the wall is a better place with Rain and Ari.
He would have dead in his apartment.
Rain is a...
What the fuck
Rain,
you just said, Chris?
You know, the wall is a better place with Rain and Ari. You see the man ask you. Oh, Cass. Let me ask you. If he had start with food, would I consider going? Cass like, I'm hungry. I ain't gonna lie. I'm probably not. My nutty head after like, aye. Like, I don't want to. I like,
this nigga. Approach. Listen. I'm not saying, wait, let's pause. That's not about you. Let's just say, right? Let's just say, right? Let's just say cuss, right? Nah. That from the beginning, you know what I mean? I went out to wherever I had our drinks and it was like, hey, like it's still all these like 11, like you hungry? I mean, I could make some nasty like lamb chops or something, fuck. And like he said I could do it, like I could see, hook you up for real.
See the fuck.
You know what I mean? And see like the but he ain't giving no weird shit, you know what I mean? Wait, hear me, Chris. Hear me, Chris. He ain't giving no weird vibes, you know what I mean? So like you probably like, all right, cool. You went for the lamb. He do that fuck and I fuck with nasty. Give you some winne, you know what I mean? Some wine, you know what I'm saying? Chilling.
Yeah, that shit getting lit.
I want chilling.
Sure
after the food I was seeing, and let me go home. If it was bad, I want to leave.
But I think that's reasonable. You know what I mean? I feel like that's the problem with people is that he probably want to take us body or check out here. That's like, fucking, it's no one ever.
And I was mean too. Like, I was like,
fuck it, miss. We're going to find out.
Shorty says she feeling me. I'm like, yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
Was like that was like an Usher song when he do that.
I fuck is Chris Brown. She don't know that we going back to the crib. You know that I want you. Hey, Chris Brown.
Usher wouldn't do something like that because he would have been more, you know what I mean?
Usher want to be with his girl. He fell in love with when he was 12.
You know that song? I can't deny it. I know them big hits. So, mama, if you want touchy, go touchy, you know what I mean? Don't be scared. Go touch the money, you know what I mean? And everything is between you and he.
Fine, I was waiting for this pee, dog, because we ain't dropped. You know,
shit,
so she holding
shit
it
really
hostage.
Crazy. She just waiting for we.
She waiting for
who said he even? Who tell her he even thinking that way?
Well, he probably thinks she a friend.
Don't do that.
What, we can't put no doubt in our brain?
Don't put no doubt in her brain.
I'll go ask her.
It might help her reconsider. It might help her think. Because now if she going for the kiss and he do like the story Chris tell me on a pod.
I mean, I feel like you should be able to tell if somebody feeling you or not.
I mean, I think
yeah, I rock your crazy.
Excuse me?
I rock your...
What?
Sorry. I rock your... Somehow I rock your crazy.
I got a question
Akia, you know I hear that story?
What story?
I believe I tell you that fucking pause and seeing me.
Rain is like, we need to move on.
Yeah, I want to move. 40 minutes and I want to move
on. It only take 4 seconds. I went to a drumming St. Thomas and the girl turned around and started trying to kiss me in the middle of the drum and they were like, what the fuck? And then I
You kiss her back?
No, I ain't kiss her back.
Kiss her back.
Who he fooling?
You kiss her back, Chris?
No, I didn't kiss her.
Chris don't kiss
Chris.
Me. You know what? You know what I find out?
What the fuck? It. Hold on.
Hey, what I find out? Hey, what I find out from Chris, that man? A lot of dudes don't be kissing girls, you know. I know this fuck. A lot of men don't be kissing girls.
Really?
So I don't know what
romantic man is. Like, me, you don't be kissing girls.
Shit, I came here for all of that, dog. You know what I'm saying? I was coming here for something else. You know?
Okay, a lot of men don't fuck girls and don't even kiss them. A lot of men don't fuck girls and don't even kiss them.
Come here to change a tire, dog. I ain't come here to do all that extra fuck.
Kissing too intimate. So when you come in to just, you know, do the bragadam, you just...
I think my problem is I don't only have such people I like, so I think that's a problem.
So you never had a whole phase, Rain?
I definitely did.
So
I
you...
Definitely, I definitely...
For like 4 weeks.
I kissed them just to fucking say, what the fuck? And that's why he said, I confused. We being nasty or we playing around? What we doing? Anyways, my question to Ayo is this, right? In relation to this girl, a little topic.
Fuck our whole phase was shorter than Dandara season one, my son.
That fuck was a short whole phase.
Fuck our run.
Fuck was a crazy run. But we
fuck
out
of the,
man.
The baby career, my son. Hey, got you.
The man had a short run for real. Okay, my question for Ayo, right? How hard to stop herself from fucking that dude that Ayo like, but I went out. Ha! Yeah, cuz. I went out, and I fuck with nasty. That man, he smell good, look good. Like, he was really giving you that
man got gray sweatpants.
Yeah, like, you go, you know what I mean? touching you up, you know what I'm saying? Like, how hard to stop herself? Like, I feel like I don't want to, but I'll be like...
I drive it home. He get it hand on your tie. That's a little soft rubbing. He ain't going up too high. You know what I mean? Cause he get respect.
He a gentleman. He ain't even trying. Like, you know,
he coming out, open the door.
No. How to stop?
Okay, wait. So we just stop in. Like, what's the background?
In the
like,
back of your brain, context. You want to give this man the coochie, right? But you don't want to give the coochie because he's the first night. Yeah. So how do you? What's your thought process?
Willpower.
That's easy.
So do you practice deep breaths? Do you look yourself? Do you go to the bathroom and look yourself in the mirror?
I go home and do what I gotta
you never had a situation where it was like, fuck, I don't know if I'm gonna lose tonight. I might give it up tonight.
The first time?
Like you thinking that you want to, but you don't know if you're going to give it up, but you really want to, you don't know.
But we talk about what?
Yeah, I talk
about a girl that put me on
90 days. You don't stop in there before.
A girl that put me on 90 days.
We knew what we stopped in for.
We've been getting to know each other. This is the moment where we're feeling it.
Pop it in. All right, cool.
Shit, but if you're in a long distance, if you get to know somebody and he in like North Carolina or some shit, and I just text him back and forth for like months, and you finally meet him in person, you think that's fair?
I mean, you done had, we had enough conversations. Yeah, so.
Watching this show.
Yeah, like, what you playing for?
I was watching this show called Missing You, and partner and girl were dating for like 3 months, and she meet him online, and he steal her car, and block her. You know what I mean? So y'all could talk as long as I want, probably gonna know the for people have intended, you know? I just say.
People really that devoted, my son.
But yeah, hey, we can move on. Mama, thanks for the fan mail. Anybody have more fan mail submissions, send them over. We're going to give it to her just like this. Raw, hot, and ready, you know what I mean? For sure. And we don't pull out. Ari, next topic on hand.
Come on, man. If I owe man, I ain't pulling out, you know what I mean?
If I know how it feels, anyways. So, we have tragic news, like some real deep tragic news like that going on right now. I don't know if I hear about it. But TikTok going away, man. It's real sudden. No. It's been a crazy run. You know what I mean?
You good, Cass.
For who don't know, Cass also is an actor, type of actor, you know what I mean?
Cass so Felix, just get fired, my son.
But this is Cass shit, dog. Like, this is therapy for people. You know what I mean? Like,
Them all crying on Facebook for real, like real tears. Like, I was watching these girls in the comments, like, what are you gonna do? Like, yo, like, but I promise you.
But like, every apps that come on, like
Instagram, Facebook. I know what you gonna say, Rain. I know what you gonna say. Ain't the same. But
ain't
I promise you,
like TikTok, yeah,
if
but...
you stay on, if you stay on IG, Facebook Reels, whatever the case may be, long enough, your likes, your interest is going to align with the algorithm. It gonna feel like TikTok. Dude, Chris, I don't be on something. TikTok and I see all the bad reels.
Let me tell you something. Before Facebook had the reels, right? And it was Instagram who started doing their reels, and it was TikTok who were always doing their reels. TikTok have such a smart, different algorithm that you read or get just the popping shit only, and the shit exclusively to where it is you to feed into only. Instagram is like a hit or miss. Like, you to be seeing shit that make no sense, dog. Like, why you seeing woman's sex toys on my Instagram for, dog? I don't be looking them stuff up.
Yeah, but
I mean? So where you coming from?
Never shot from me because, well...
It'll be like kind of craziness. Like it'll be mixed up on Instagram. Whereas like, if I like traveling and stuff like that, right? And I look a lot of traveling stuff. It won't always show on my TikTok, bro. TikTok will just keep hitting you every time where it is you want it, check? That's why it takes the most superior app.
I feel like it is that for me on Facebook and IG. Okay. For me. Because
I agree.
Because it's like... I could count on if I go on IG and Facebook, like something for Gil gonna show up or a podcast gonna show up or some type of sportsy stuff gonna show up because that's what I into because they realize I had to stop scrolling for these certain things.
Yeah, exactly.
And now your algorithm start to build, the gathering data, all of them different stuff. TikTok may be faster in gathering the data, but you're gonna get the same experience from the other apps.
The only thing with IG algorithm is that it take it take too long and they always try and do different updates and stuff with it. So yeah. IG algorithm a little bit more irritating in that sense, whereas TikTok automatically on the ball.
And we can all agree to this too. Trends. TikTok have the trends. All the dances, all whatever, it comes from TikTok. You don't go on IG for trends. You don't see nobody posting trends on IG.
And you can get new music too from TikTok.
All that stuff is exclusively coming from TikTok, bro.
I'd be deep in them rabbit holes, man. So I got my twin foil hat on, so on Facebook. You know what I mean? All them conspiracy theories, all them stuff to be on my fuck. I'd be there like, what?
Man, I've been in the toilet for 2 hours just watching.
Dog, they said the Yankee Stadium was built in a year, you know, dog, in the 1920s, you know, dog. Like, that man said. Anyways.
That don't make sense?
No, it don't make sense because they had that type of...
You said they were riding
horses,
time,
bro.
Oh, my God.
They were riding horses.
Chris, everybody went to work. Like, that all had to do was...
In a year, the Yankee Stadium took them like 4 years. No. Hop in the rain.
I don't know.
You good?
Hi, y'all. How you doing? Everybody good?
What happened?
What happened? Everybody good? Wait, sir. You said something about it?
I just can't get kicked out.
Oh, no, it's a recording.
Good?
Recording
46. We good? Okay. Ooh, we good. Ari, we good. That was a walkie
back to TikTok.
Ari. So, yes, okay. So, I think Instagram will be the new way of, like, travel pages, food pages, all that stuff. I think it'll be TikTok.
I mean, it's easier to hop back to Instagram for those stuff because Instagram had that even before TikTok come out. TikTok just created in a way where it was easier reach, pretty much. Yeah, that's... But the same way how Vine was here, Vine left, Musical.ly were here, Musical.ly left, Dub Smash.
Ain't nothing like TikTok ever.
That's how we had feel about Vine too.
No, those never compared to TikTok for real.
Listen.
That's how we had feel about Vine,
I think. Vine was TikTok, man.
Exactly.
Never.
Yes. Never. You see a lot of them Vine creators on TikTok.
I tell you one thing though, if Vine never dash away, probably had a different life.
Me too.
Vine was the beginning.
Cass, you were 7 when Vine come out. Can you please relax?
Dude, it's still happening. And I used to do dumbness in front of a camera. Like, I would have been one of them kids that go viral after doing some dumb shit.
Okay. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like the American, like the US, we're gonna end up making something similar to TikTok just because of how big it is. Like, I don't see it just going like that. Something going come up. A lot of people switch into the Lemonade app.
Yeah, here.
So.
Lemonade.
But
really and truly, dog, to be completely honest, we're going to be all right.
We're going to figure it out.
I don't think TikTok going nowhere. I think somebody going to just buy in and they're going to skip it. Or they going to extend something. Like Elon Musk is a part of the fucking
I hear your views government. And your followers going to just automatically get transferred over to Lemonade, though.
Yeah.
So everything, your pages, every fuck can just transfer over.
Well, rest in peace. If I want travel stuff, I want...
That's like somebody suing you and you just put all your money in your mom account. That's basically what TikTok
do. You're with your nipples on a pad. See, that fucker just me.
I'm not watching it.
What are you doing? Wow. No, you good, though. You good.
Why do this?
No, you do that. You do a little
the
more.
The nipples, they're right there.
Fuck that.
Watch it.
What is Diddy?
Fucking late, dog. Time to get.
we got one more big topic.
With the green after hours.
Start the stream or something.
So the Virgin Islands get something going on with Bram Music.
Bram!
Bass, rhythm, and melody.
Talk the things. Hi, man. So if I don't know, you know what I mean? Like Facebook. Is our hub, man. Like, not our hub, but it's like the Virgin Islands place for news. You know what I mean? They don't have Avis or nothing no more. If I want to know what the frick everybody and the mother, auntie, sister, cousin talking about, head to Facebook. You know what I mean? So, for like 2-3 days, they've been talking about Bram Music. So, Bram Music apparently originated in the United States, Virgin Islands. And it was created by a group of people because they wanted to describe this new sound, like the drive music, because they felt like it wasn't classed under calypso. Because calypso, when you look up the definition of calypso, is not the same thing as the music that is playing now. You know what I mean? So it has like, you know, like what is separate genres really and truly is like
genres?
Yeah, I think you said
that.
Go ahead. Can we get out the vaginas for one never. Second?
Never. WTG.
Never.
Like damn.
With the gooch, like fuck. But yeah.
With the gooch after hours, man. You know with the gooch.
That's a new name. But yeah, so different genres, that's how they are described, right. Depending on the instrument, cadence, all those different things. So like a lot of instruments such as horns were missing from like the modern day quote unquote calypso. So they were like, okay, so we gonna just rock with Bram. So the whole controversy is like the older heads kind of like trying to separate themselves from the younger heads. Which the younger heads are pushing the brand or the name Bram Music. But the older heads, you know what I mean? Like all them people like from back in the day or whatever, like, I don't want to call no band name or no members or whatever. They feel like in the right type of in the same. I guess they feel like the quality of music was just better back then, more storytelling, more instruments being played, more authenticity. You know what I mean? So
Daddy Friday, that man era, right?
Like, even all the way down to like Extortion, even old style, you know what I mean? Like, it was like a different type of feel. It's music, you know what I mean? You go to a jam, you're listening to music, and then you don't get into the drive until like probably the very end, you know what I mean?
You got time to groove and
yeah, groove,
and
you know what I mean?
That one song I had, like, it'll be like, "Hup to the juve."
Up in the place.
Have your belly. Run it.
That was down there.
It was a progression. So that's our next thing that Calypso is like a progression. Like it starts slow and like, you know, you say by saying, "Oh Lord, oh Lord," and then you go. Ramming, jamming, pushing. That's where the drive to come in. So it's like, you know, leading up to it. So that's basically the difference. So anyways. And Calypso is Calypso, you know what I mean? Calypso is a big tree. You got to understand, even soca is a sub-genre of Calypso. The word soca comes from soul and Calypso combined. So it's like soul, Calypso, so soca.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fuck.
So what's the controversy going on with Bram Music and Calypso?
I don't really know too much details. Why Gada though is really and truly like, you know, Swanks, one of the
originators,
the forefathers of Bram. Basically, you know, discussing like why the Virgin Islands don't play Bram Music in the club, the DJs, and then it lead to another thing, and lead to another thing, and lead to another thing, and lead to another thing. Me personally, I just feel like the older heads, you know what I mean? Like all like the generation before Swanks or the generation that start with Swanks, I feel like they just watch Swanks as like how hip hop heads used to watch Soulja Boy. Remember this, they used to watch Soulja Boy like, wow, this man kill hip hop. Everything is dance music.
T-Pain and them, man.
Yeah, like what the fuck is all this auto-tune? Like this ain't hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To the point that they're stuck in their ways.
Yeah, to the point that they made a new genre, even in the Grammys, called melodic rap. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to separate the two. You know what I mean? Like some is like rap is bars. You know, and this
melodic
is like dance
like
shit.
Tug,
yeah, it's like this is the future. All and fuck. So, like, that's how I feel. Like, I no disrespect to Swank. I feel like Soulja Boy is a good. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, I just feel like they just view him as that. I feel like they salty. They like, damn, this dude just come and he just pushed this genre. And I feel like everybody like it. And it became the popular song. I see it firsthand. You know, when I went rocking St. Thomas, I like, damn, everybody love this shit. So,
I feel like agree to disagree with what Chris say. I don't feel like they're watching him in a sense where it's like he's a Soulja Boy or he just changing whatever. I just feel like they respect him as an artist because that man is talented. Like Swank is talented, you know, hands down. Anybody would say that. I even saw Malvon, you know, in response to his status, you know, told him he does think he's talented. He thinks of him like a younger him. It's just the fact that sometimes they could just be stuck in their ways or things. And in the Virgin Islands, that's a big thing. Like Carnival Committee versus USVI festivals. Why is that? Why is that? Yeah. And every year we have to go through that. Like, what's that? Like, I just feel like they just want things.
What's that? What's that? That's the same fuck I said when I see the friggin' police salary to that. What the fuck is that? I'm fucking, I better move that decimal forward couple fucking digits because there's no way that's what these man get. What's that?
Chris, anyways, let me finish with Bram No Man.
Sorry. Sorry. Continue, son.
But yeah, I do feel like, because at first when I see it, I was like, what's a Bram? Like, what's that? Just Bram? But then when I saw that he break it down to bass, rhythm, and melody, that is what a music is. Like, no offense, but it ain't really have a storyline. Like, that's all it is, just drive music at this point. You are cannot jam all your hands. That's it. We straight to the point.
Repeating the same thing over there. Walk to the front.
I say walk to the front. I can make a crazy take. I don't know if I'm going to agree with me, but I think he'll understand where I'm coming from when I say this. I feel like Swank's the man started, but I feel the reason it turned into what it turned into was because of JDPP and Sean. Because Swank's the man was with the storytelling and doing it like that, and then it evolved. But it went from Swank's doing that, then JDPP started coming in, I could transform you, all these fucks has to come out. And avocado. Them fuck were ain't no story. It was just, rhythm, bang, bang, like, down the way.
Avocado. Take out your bangles.
Avocado,
yeah.
Hey! You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's when it was like, that's when it started to take off into a different direction.
It's more the music, it's more the rhythm, it's more the beat than somebody actually saying
it was still giving a little story time because the song was giving the dance moves, like take off you had to do this in what it was saying,
you know what I mean? Like, and I feel like
the thing file cast pick it up. Come that's our story, right?
Yes, you never drop something, you can't relate to
pick
that
it up.
Yeah, don't I feel like Pumpa is more out of that, like, because Pumpa still to do his storytelling with his music. So I feel like I wouldn't even classify Pumpa under Bram.
No, yeah.
I feel like Pumpa still in that soca kind of,
you
know.
And with an A?
Bend right over.
That's a Bram song. I don't give a fuck.
That's definitely a Bram. But that's the next thing, too,
though. I don't give a fuck.
That
is a Bram song.
That ain't no story. Man calling names in a list.
No, that's a story.
That's correct.
No, there ain't no story. No
fucking
story.
Dr. Su story I talk about for real. But
listen,
Vanessa, Cassandra, Akila, Ben right over. Like,
Maria.
We call the A-girls.
Your name
N-Y-O.
The story is the A-list. Oh, correct. The name end with an A.
Let me say this.
I blow
it away. The kids decide where it is they rock with. Right, we were young when Bram music was popping, and that was our shit. Like, yeah, Extortion was nasty, and all these other man were nasty. Rupture and all were nasty. But when Bram music really was hard, like, and then Kylo them man went, so. When Kylo them man went friggin' to them other island and started playing it for when 6:30 was popping, everybody was rocking with a fuck too. You know what I mean? So I can't ever knock it and say, like, oh, like, they mess it up. I just feel like they made their own sound, and they just took taking off. And everybody just kind of want their old shit. And it's like, nah, bro. We hearing them.
No, this song that used to go,
Mango Man.
I want you to whine like a chicken, like a chicken, like a chicken, like a hot. Dude, that song used to go hard, too. People used to go, I don't know the name.
And they just like what you like, you know what I mean? Like,
I respect one another, dog. I respect the legends, dog. Like, when man making, when man paving our way, and doing something different, I just gotta respect it. If I don't like it, it's cool, but I just gotta respect it. I want to see him killing nobody, I just gotta respect it. That's this podcast, you know what I mean? Like, we ain't the first to do this podcast, but we're doing this fuck a lot differently, you know what I mean? And just gotta respect us, because soon we're gonna be big name, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sorry. We're gonna still stop for pics, you know what I mean? So don't forget to approach us when you see us in public.
Yeah, cool. I don't know, you can still send the news for the ratings, you know, where to go, man.
For sure.
Man, like, we won't talk about child support, LeBron cheating on his wife.
Oh, Asha. My God.
Wait, what?
We won't talk about all that fuck.
LeBron ain't cheating on his wife, not she.
I didn't say he did. You hear me say that? I was reading the topic. I wasn't saying you did, you know what I mean? Like, it was on the screen, check.
LeBron would never cheat on that
queen. Yeah, I could break it down for you. We could talk a little bit about it and we could end
up. Jay-Z never cheat on Beyonce. Come on, bro. Like, what?
I mean,
Chris Brown ain't cheating on Rihanna, dog. Like, who cheating on a woman, them, dog? Like, what? Where do I get these cheating fuck from, dog? Like, Martin Luther King never cheat. You know what I mean? Come
That's
on.
A king. That's a king. He ain't never cheat.
That's
why I said we gotta wrap it up, Chris. You're late. We ain't on time to talk about it. We are all on 40 minutes in, dog.
All right, man. Shit, close it off.
Go ahead, Cass.
Let's thank everybody. Let me quote you. You know, thank everybody for listening. Or let them know where to find us. If they're listening, go on YouTube. If they're watching, go on Spotify, podcast, all that good stuff. So.
And if you want, fuck on the first night. Don't be scared. Like, say them stuff.
They did a great job just now. Anyway, thank you to everybody who's watching, who's listening. You can find us on YouTube with the...
Start over. What? That's not how we're announcing it, Cassandra. Akila, go ahead, man. Can't stop it. She wants to go on Facebook. Go away, man.
This girl can't hold water.
She didn't leak, man. I'm going to fuck
that. And I need some of that.
Chris crazy.
Oh, shit. Let me get this off the screen.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
I don't know.
We on Spotify.
Right now? Yeah, right now.
Apple, Samsung Podcast.
Aye. Thank you for rocking with us. It's a little gift to everybody that keep listening to the very, 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 very end. WTG. Uh-huh. Hey.
Brum.
Hey, hey.
I want you, I want you, I want you. Put it on me, baby. You want me. Put it on me, baby. I want you, I want you. Put it on me, baby.
That's all, folks. Subscribe, like, share. All that good stuff, man. We's the crew. WTG, Reno, Breezy, Kila B, Casso, Big Cass, not the little one.
Yo.
Me, baby.
So I use my phone for the pod. So
he hit in the comments of epilepsy.
So you know, I don't know the.
Flashy.
I don't know. I don't know if it's considered Bram dog, but. Flashy.
That big shit.
You know what I mean? If that's the Bram I don't like, me know what to say, dog. Like, oh my god.
We the life of the party. Everybody know. Flash.
Lights. Hey! Yo, we got a gun, no, sir. Oh, we got a fucking gun, sir. Hey. Thanks, sir, for watching, man. We got a fucking gun.
You're...